Welcome to Will It Game, the game show about making stupid board game ideas from one board family. And today I am hosting the show. This is Ryan Gutowski along with my buddy Rick White. How are you doing, Rick?
I am doing well, doing well.
Excellent. You have been on a winning streak lately here at Will It Game. How does that feel?
It feels wrong, mostly, but hopefully we'll continue with it anyway. Yeah.
That's right. Cool. And then we have a guest judge today, a guest judge that we have been in contact for a while and a friend of ours. This is Carla Kopp from Weird Giraffe Games and also Galactic Raptor Games. How are you doing today, Carla?
I'm doing fantastically. I am so excited to judge these two hopefully great game ideas.
Right.
It is good that you ended that sentence with a question mark because exactly. That is not guaranteed by any stretch of the imagination.
That's right. Hopefully this show will not go completely off the rails like episode 8. Go back and listen to that disaster if you want. So today we actually, Carla, tell us a little about what you do for the industry and what Weird Giraffe Games is doing.
So Weird Giraffe Games, we are a small publisher and we publish games that are light, that play about 45 minutes, that are kind of entry level. Our newest game is going to be Dreams of Tomorrow, which is going to Kickstarter on October 15th. And that's a set collection, shifting rondel game about sending dreams into the past to save the future.
That sounds cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm like really excited about it.
Yeah.
Just because like the art is a bunch of rainbows and sci-fi-ish kind of dreams. But also the gameplay is pretty fun too. Well, I'm kind of biased, but I like it.
That's really cool.
I also have started a new podcast that's called Cardboarding with Carla, where every Sunday I spend about 15, 20 minutes and I talk about some sort of design or publishing related thing. Most of them are requests from listeners, and I just talk about stuff.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. Well, I will be subscribing to that tonight. Nice.
Yeah, and Carla, in honor of your game company Weird Giraffe, and in honor of a game that I think Galactic Raptor has coming up, Animal Kingdoms.
Yeah.
We are going to have our theme be animals for our game pitches.
Yes.
So I know if any of this sounds wonderful and you're like, God, we need to just keep going with this. You know what? We totally understand. And we've got contracts ready for you to sign.
Okay.
That's right. Mine's coming hot off the printer right now.
So Ryan, do you want to start or would you like for me to start, sir?
Yeah, I'll do it, man. I can do this. I'm going to try to win this one. So my game is called Return from Extinction. Dun dun dun. Lots of exclamation points. Actually, when you open the box, it's going to have some kind of a roar or a growl when you open the box. Don't know how it's going to happen. Kickstarter will probably be like $400 for each game, but whatever. We spared no expense on Return from Extinction. So this is a resource management game where you're basically running a lab that's focused on bringing previously extinct animals back to our time period. Okay, so what you're doing is you're collecting DNA samples, you're researching foods and habitats and different, even mating rituals and things that you're going to have on these different types of cards that you're going to be collecting. You're going to be collecting these cards, and then you have three cells that you can use in your lab. And so you've got these three different cells where you can house these new animals. So as you get these different DNA samples and you research all these things about them, you're actually going to basically build your creature. So it might be something like the saber-toothed tiger or a dodo bird or an elephant bird or maybe a mammoth. You're going to be bringing these things that have been extinct for hundreds to thousands of years back to our time frame. Now, you may say, hey, I've seen Jurassic Park. I know this doesn't end well. That's true. Similar to a game like Unfair, if you've played Unfair, there are these cards that affect like the public's opinion of you. In that same vein, you actually have these cards that are going to flip out and public opinion is going to turn against some of the people at the table. So depending on what kind of animal you're trying to bring back, obviously like the dodo bird will be looked upon a little more fondly than the saber-toothed tiger. But the Dodo Bird is worth significantly less points. So are you going to chance that public opinion turns on you and try to go for that saber-toothed tiger, which is worth more points? Or are you going to go for a couple Dodo Birds, bringing them back and kind of, you know, focusing on some of the tamer animals to bring into our time period? So that is Return from Extinction. Carla, what you got?
Okay, first, for the public opinion part of it, is it just like the public doesn't like dangerous stuff?
Well, it's going to be, some of the cards are going to be ethical treatment cards, like are you treating these animals ethically as you have them caged? So a lot of it's going to depend on the cards that you use to create your animal. Okay, so if you used a lot of a specific type of card, or if you used a certain type of food to create your animal, if public opinion turns on that card type, then it's going to affect you. So it's kind of that you'll have probably a deck of about a dozen cards, and you're going to put three or four into that pile. So each time it's going to be a little different. So you're like, okay, do I want a chance that I know this could come up? You know, and each has a perk, you know, a good thing and a bad thing. You know, raising up the saber-toothed tiger, if public opinion doesn't turn against you, then it's all gravy. You're scoring a lot of points. But, you know, do you want to risk that? You know, especially when you're a couple turns in and that card flips out.
Okay, so is it just like a deck of public opinion where you can't affect it, or do you play into it?
No, so it's going to be a random. You've got 12 in the beginning of the game. You've got 12 in the box, and then you'll shuffle them and you'll pull just a random three. I don't know, three or four, depends on how many rounds are in the game, but you would pull out a couple for especially later in the game. Those would come out.
See, I think we need to just call now that, like, this feels so Jurassic. I mean, are you going to call this Triassic Playground? Like, how much are you trying to steal from this mega movie franchise?
So, well, that's the thing. I saw the new Jurassic World movie, and I was super underwhelmed. That movie was not very good. So I'm trying to make it better with a terrible board game.
There you go.
Well, and it could be somewhat educational. Like, if you use, like, more recent stuff, like, it doesn't have to all be dinosaurs. I do like dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of dinosaur, like I just bought the Jurassic Park game.
Yeah.
Also, the Pandasaurus game, and there's a lot of just dinosaurs. But if you have the other weird stuff, like, if it included the quagga, that's really cool. Like, bonus points for me for quagga.
Yes. I was looking
rock
up
the passenger pigeon. Do it.
Passenger pigeons are awesome. So I was looking up something. There's actually this hybrid, like, it looks like some sort of horse and zebra combo thing that existed not even 100 years ago, I believe. And so, yeah, this would definitely not lean into the dinosaur realm. It would be more of kind of the odd creatures, you know, like birds and different types of animals that have existed in the past hundreds to thousands of years.
Yeah, like, I would really like it if it went that direction, where it's all these stupid things that weren't meant to live, but, like, bring them back just for fun. Like the dodo, where, like, the dodo was just so slow and dumb, but, like,
yeah.
You gotta love it, because, like, it kind of deserves to live now, I think.
Yeah, you wouldn't be bringing back brontosauruses and raptors and T-Rexes.
Then they're done that, destroyed Los Angeles.
Exactly. We're bringing back some of the stupider feathered creatures of history.
There you go. So, well, Ryan, I need to stop you guys from making this idea better so that I still have a chance to win. My game, I'm going for shock value just on the name. And I will say, this is probably the second most prepared I've ever been for this competition. So
that's
we'll see how this
that's
goes.
Good. You're going to win.
Yeah, here we go. This game is called Nudist Colonies. Now, this is a game about naked mole rats, all right? Mm. So I looked for other Naked Mole Rat games. The only one I found was Mole Rats in Space by Matt Leacock. And whatever, that guy doesn't intimidate me. I got this. You know, I am obviously on par with his level of game design. That was a joke, everyone. No way. All right, so anyway.
I'm going to tweet that.
Yeah, tweet it out. So anyway, in this game, you are trying to create the most successful colony of naked mole rats. So this game proposal might actually sound a lot like a book report because I did a lot of research on how mole rats work to make this game. So I'm imagining that each player is going to have, like, there's going to be a deck of cards, like, available in the middle of the table, but each player is going to have I'm thinking like a board kind of layout, just a thin strip of cardboard that shows the surface of the ground. Naked mole rats live in the desert, but it's going to have like food sources on the top because that's generally how they get it. They get them from going up underneath to the roots of the food. So each colony is going to start with a queen because naked mole rats are like insects where they have a queen that has the babies and then have like colonies set up similar to that. So the queen's going to be able to produce mole rats and you'll be able to determine are these worker mole rats or soldier mole rats or mating mole rats. And then you're going to, based on whatever they have, you're going to be able to dig out. And so you'll have cards that kind of show how the colony is expanding with like different tunnels. I'm thinking similar to like what the cards in the game Saboteur look like. And then you've got, again, they've got to be able to dig up towards the food. And so they'll have different storage areas for the food. You'll have different chambers that you're building. You'll have your soldier mole rats that are there for the different cards. There'll be a deck of cards that show something happening. Maybe it's raining and you've got it washes out some of your tunnels, or there's an intruding snake and you've got to get your soldiers there enough to stop the intruding snake. And so basically you're just trying to make the most successful colony. You'll also be some resource management, because if you don't have enough food to feed all your mole rats, some of them might not make it, so you got to make sure that those are there. I don't know how you're going to win. I think maybe it's the largest colony, or perhaps that combined with the most mole rats gets you the win. Have I got an expansion already planned? Yes, I do, because there's something about mole rats that made me laugh really hard, and so the expansion is going to be called It Hits the Fan, and it's all about poop, because mole rats eat their own poop because they don't digest enough of the nutrients the first time around, so they just eat it again to get the nutrients. They also, because naked mole rats are blind, they roll in their own poop so that they know, like, who's part of their colony. So I'm thinking in the expansion, you end up with just one large resource board, and everybody's in the same underground area, and you're going to be competing for the different resources and things like that. And you got to make sure you go to the poop chamber, do a little bit of rolling around so that you can tell your people from the other intruders and don't end up getting snuck up on and getting all your resources taken. So that is nudist colonies. Wabam.
That is really solid, man. I'm not going to lie. That's really solid.
Like, I feel like I've just learned a lot about naked mole rats right now, and I was not anticipating that.
And yes. Here you woke up this morning saying, I wish that I knew more about naked mole rats. Well, I guess that would take too much time.
Yes.
And then you just went about your day.
Yes. Dreams come true here on the Will It Game podcast.
Okay. Well, my first real question is, so it sounds like in the base game without the expansion that you're just like dealing with things on your own. Is there like a lot of player interaction there, or are you just like kind of separate and doing your own thing and your little mole rat?
Yeah, I think it becomes kind of like that solitary play. Perhaps there will be a limitation on certain resources that are available out on the board. I was thinking of having the shared space for all of them from the beginning, and maybe that is something. Maybe the expansion is just built right in. I don't know, but it seemed like one or two too many mechanics to start. So maybe through playtesting we'll see, do we want the player interaction element or not?
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I should give you props for like the amount of stuff you put in there. Like,
yeah.
There's soldier mole rats and things like that.
Oh yeah, and they will have hats. There's no doubt about it.
So, I'm really intrigued by the way that this is going to actually look. You know, the illustrations are going to be amazing for this game.
Well, oh, obviously.
Meeples, because you have to have naked mole rat meeples.
Yes, they will be the most adorably horrific meeples you've ever seen. Because naked mole rats are in that category of they're so cute because they're ugly kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like, they're terrifying. But yeah, I think the components are going to be high quality. We've got the little naked mole rat meeples going on. You'll have your queen meeple, maybe a little bit bigger than the other meeples. I think a full on naked mole rat experience is what we've got in this box.
It's good.
Okay. So what are the main mechanics of both games? Like, both of them have resource management and kind of, Return from Extinction has hand management.
Yes.
Go more into that.
So you're managing your hand. You don't want to have too much of a specific type of card because you really want to fill all three cages with solid choices. You know, you want to make sure that you have some solid, animals that you're bringing back from extinction. But you can really get down into the weeds when you've got this collection of, oh, well, I was going this direction, then I saw this, and I wanted to collect that. And so I almost see this as something that you could have some worker placement in also. So are you going to research DNA? Are you going to go to, like, the library and do research on habitats? Are you going to go to, are you going to reach out to different corporations about helping you with building that habitat? So I could see this becoming almost like a worker placement game where you're doing the legwork ahead of time to collect the cards. You know, I think of viticulture where you're doing these different actions to get the right setup. And then you're like, okay, now I'm ready to make this bottle of wine that I've been working on for the past couple of turns. So that's something I was thinking about as I was explaining it. I was like, oh man, that would actually be nice. So I think I would add worker placement in there.
By as he was explaining, he means while I was explaining, he was stealing my ideas.
I was totally doing research on mole rats and also extinct animals because you did 10,000 times more research than I did.
Kaboom! Yes, and I think mine is, worker placement. It could be a little bit of tile laying out, but you're kind of building your own versus like a Carcassonne type anything. So
okay.
So I think at this point, Carla, I know this is a strong competition, but I think at this point you need to decide which game sucks the least.
okay. Well, Rick's game, it was Nudist Colonies.
Yes.
Well,
it's going to be a big hit this Christmas with 10-year-olds.
So I like that you have the expansion idea, that you're thinking for the future, but it's about poop, and that name is kind of racy, so I don't know about that. But it is really solid, and you get to learn stuff. But Return from Extinction is also really good. I mean, they both have worker placement, they both have weird things happening that you don't see in other games, which I really like. If I had to make a decision, I would go with Return from Extinction.
No.
Is this one of the first times I've won the judge's vote?
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
I think
often,
so. It does not happen often.
I was feeling pretty positive this time around, but you were able to pull it off, Ryan.
I thought your research was going to really put me under.
No, so, the research was good. I think if it just had a different name.
Oh, it was my name. I can change the name, Carl.
No, you changed.
I can change the name.
I saw you in the Google Doc. You changed it while I was pitching.
Well, yes, I was going for the laugh, and the laugh has... Yes, it was just going to be, like, naked mole rat colonies, which is... I was like, oh, that's boring. Let's go nudist colonies. And then I ruined myself.
There we go. That's how they do it. So, Carla, thanks so much for judging us here on Will It Game. And remind our listeners, where can they find your work and what you're doing?
Okay, so on Twitter, I'm at Weird Drafts. I have a website, WeirdDraftGames.com, and I'm also on Facebook, so feel free to reach out with anything. Like, even if you have a pitch that's kind of like this, and I can judge that, too. I mean, this was really fun.
That's awesome.
Thank you for having me on.
Definitely. And for you guys listening right now, you can head over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and you can look at the top post. We're going to have it up there for 1 week. You're going to be able to judge. Would you like to eventually see Nudist Colony or Return from Extinction? Those two games, you guys can vote in our poll. It'll stay up for 1 week. And thanks again so much for listening, and we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.